You are with Phoenix FM, and it delights me to say that here in this very, very nice tent area, I am now joined by two of Dancing on Tables. Good afternoon, gents.
Good afternoon. Hello. It is a very, very lovely tent area. Very lovely.
Well, first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Callum.
And who else is in the band with you? There's lots of you, isn't there?
So there's Gregor on the bass, there's Hamish on lead guitar, and there's Michael on drums.
Good stuff. What part of Scotland do you hail from?
We are Dunfermline, which, as anybody in Dunfermline knows, gets described to everybody else as just over the bridge from Edinburgh, because nobody knows where Dunfermline is.
Fair enough. It sounds like you've got yourself quite a good location for people finding where you are there. Excellent. And so how long have you been going as Dancing on Tables?
So we've been doing it for about maybe 4 years come now. Started off just as a kind of hobby to get out of classes at school, and then we started to write and record and realised we enjoyed it a lot and thought we should give it a proper go, and it's been going on since then.
Excellent. And what incident of Dancing on Tables are you named after?
Well, it was we actually got our offer for our first gig in Glasgow, and we had accepted it through a friend, and then kind of realised very, very shortly before we hadn't actually settled on a name. So we were at a house party together and decided at that house party, right, we're locking ourselves in a room and we need a name, and Dancing Tables came up, so something at the party probably influenced it.
Excellent. Well, the name itself conjures up lots of images, so excellent. So how would you describe your sound?
We describe it as kind of indie pop, so it's quite, like, I think our music's open to a lot of different ages, and people from different genres will like it, so it's quite kind of mainstream, but we still keep a lot of our kind of guitar influences, we keep our solos, we keep that kind of punchiness to our music, it keeps it energetic and really fun for us to play as well.
Excellent, good stuff. Who is influencing you a lot musically at the moment?
At the moment, I'm not sure. I think there's the five of us have like such a wide variety of influences. So Hamish, the guitarist, he's always loved his kind of more rockier stuff. Kurt Vile's one that he's really enjoying. Me and Robbie are into more kind of, in fact, we're quite different as well, kind of between pop and indie. I'm really liking Sigrid at the moment. Gregor loves, I don't know what Gregor loves.
Leon Bridges at the moment. Leon Bridges. He loves Leon Bridges. Like, it's so eclectic between the five of us. It's quite kind of surprising when you hear our sound, where one person like will take so much influence from that act, and then only when you kind of think about it, you're like, oh yeah, I can maybe see where that comes in.
The other two are going to be listening back to this and be like, poof, we're not influenced by any of that at all. Excellent. So you've not long since released your latest EP, haven't you? So tell us about that.
Yeah, we released Space Race on the 1st of June, and it has 5 tracks on it. So we released 4 as singles before, and released a song called Symmetrical as a bonus EP track. And it's not, we're a few days anyway off making 1 million streams on it, which is really, really exciting for us. Yeah.
Wowzers!
If you told us that a year ago, we wouldn't have believed you. So, like, we're really happy with the progress that we're making and the music that we're putting out.
Where can people get their hands on it?
We don't have any physical copies as yet, anyway. So Spotify, Apple Music, they're all YouTube. On YouTube, I think. So
all the socials.
Yeah.
All the online platforms, I think they're there.
Good stuff. And what are your plans for the next few months? Are you doing more festivals? Are you doing more recording? So tell us about what we can expect from you soon.
Yeah, this is kind of Latitude's relatively the start of our summer. We've got a few more festivals. We've got Velodrome in Scotland, which personally is a festival I've always wanted to go to. So I'm really excited to play there. We've got a few down south playing Goose Green,
Manchester.
I have a calendar which I refer to, and I have all the dates, and that tells me where I need to be and when. But yeah, a lot more festivals, and then we're releasing new music at the end of August, and that'll start our next run of releases into 2019, so it's going to be a really exciting one.
Excellent, well done. So where's the place that people can go to find out more about Dancing on Tables?
I think probably our Instagram tells people most about us as people, rather than the kind of, I think like on Facebook it's all very kind of like, this is the band, you need to be professional. On Instagram you have free reign and our manager doesn't kind of really know what we put up, so Instagram's very us. So Dancing on Tables on Instagram.
So just look up Dancing on Tables on there.
Yeah.
Excellent. And if your manager hears this, they're going to be very worried right now.
We might get it.
Well, it'll be, lots of people are going to be logging on there and be just thinking, when your manager sees this. Well, gents, I hope you have a fantastic set today, and thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.